这个荣耀信息何甜，相信要简单。
Oh, how sweet the glorious message. Simple faith may claim.
昨日今日直到永远，耶稣不改变。
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
他仍喜爱拯救罪人，医治人疾病。
He still loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame.
平静风浪，安抚惊魂，荣耀归他名。
Cheer the mourner, still the tempest.Glory to His name.
昨日今日直到永远，耶稣不改变。
Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
万事万物都在改变，耶稣不改变。
All may change, but Jesus never.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享这位永远不改变的耶稣基督。
And this morning, we'd like to share with you this.Never changing Jesus.
我们一起来读希伯来书十三章第八节。
Let us read together Hebrews 13:8.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
我们早间一起来认识这位不改变的主。
And let us come to know more of this Lord who does not change.
我们面对各样不同的环境。
We may face ever-changing environment.
外面一直改变。
Everything is constantly changing.
而且我们这个人也是一直在改变。
Even we ourselves are changing.
希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣基督他昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
Yet the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
不管多少的年代过去，耶稣不改变。
And no matter how many generations have passed, our Lord Jesus does not change.
他今天仍然医治人的疾病。
Even till this day, he still healed the sick.
他仍然平静风和海。
He still calmed the tempest.
他仍然说话，他仍然行事。
He still speaks and he still acts.
巴不得早间我们能够来遇见这位不改变的主。
And may this morning we all come to meet with this.Lord Jesus, who does not change.
昨天早上我把车子拿去修车厂做保养。
And yesterday, I took my car to the garage for maintenance.
那位修车厂的老板呢，跟我交通了很长的时间。
And the shop owner took a long time to fellowship with me.
基本上他在那里很热切的要分享他的见证。
With great passion, he shared with me his testimony.
他的母亲是基督徒
，and his mother is a Christian.
所以他说他一直也就是一个偶尔做礼拜的基督徒。
So he admit that he was a irregular Sunday Christian.
那但是呢，大概两年多前，他母亲有一次跟他分享。
About 2 years ago, his mother fellowship with him.
他说我们不能试探神。
Says do not test God.
但是圣经有一件事讲到说，你们可以来试神的。
But there's one place in the entire Bible God allows us to test him.
就是在奉献的事上。
Which is in the matter regarding offering.
神说你们可以以此试试我。
Because the Lord says you can test me.
他妈妈先跟他做见证。
So his mom also testified with him.
因为他的父亲在他小时候就过世了。
Because he has lost his father while he was a child.
他妈妈一个人带着七个孩子。
And his mom had to raise 7 children.
他说刚开始十一奉献对他来讲也是一个很大的压力。
Therefore,In order to offer 1/10, it was a great pressure for his mom.
但是他妈妈就见证说，这么多年他为主摆上，但是神也供应他们所有的需要。
But his mom shared with him that even though I put in faithfully 10% all the time, but the Lord has also adequately provided for everything we need all these years.
七个孩子都养大了。
All 7 children are fully grown.
所以那位老板呢，那位弟兄啊，他这就讲到说，大概两年多前，他就开始说，好听了他妈妈的见证分享，那他也这样子试一试。
Therefore, the shop owner, also a Christian brother, started to practice what his mother shared with him to faithfully.Putting offering.
他后来没有多久的时候呢，他说他有一天他有一个想法。
And didn't take long after that, one day he had this thought.
他的那个修车厂啊，有两个建筑。
Because there are two buildings in his of his garage.
一个大一点，一个小一点。
And one is a bigger building, the other one smaller.
所以他有不同的修车的用途。
And so they serve different functions for his shop.
但是他说年纪越来越大了，他实在是有点力不从心。
As he grew older, he felt that he cannot cover both places.
那而且呢，很难把这两个地方都完全的使用到。
And also, he doesn't fully utilize both buildings well.
所以他就跟神祷告，他也说不是真正祷告，他就说有没有可能有人来租一部分。
So he started this conversation with the Lord and says, "Is it possible someone would come and just rent one of the buildings?"
那但是呢，他又想到说。要租给人家，你要登报，你要这个面谈，还有很多的这个不预期到的一些的不知的情形，所以他就觉得、啊、太麻烦了。
But then when he gave a further thought, he thought it was so much trouble. I have to put in an ad and look for people, interviewing them, and just too much trouble.
所以他就把这个想法好像就摆在一边了。
So he kind of put that thought aside.
然后大概过了两个礼拜。
About 2 weeks after that.
啊、有一个人来到他的店里
A man came to his shop
就问他说你有没有空间啊我也是修车的你能不能够租给我
And telling me that I'm also a garage owner And do you have any extra space for rent?
那当时候他也很忙所以 他就说他没有好好的想过所以就那个人就走了
And at the time the shop owner was very busy So he did not have time to discuss with him And so the guy left
他说那个人留了电话他也掉了
And that man left his phone number with him before he left
但是过了一个礼拜
But he lost it
然后那个人呢又打电话来
And another week passed by that man called him again
啊，后来呢那个人就来到店里然后跟他谈一谈
So that man came to visit his shop
然后看了他的店
And look around
结果这个人就讲说因为他现在租的地方啊那个价钱涨得很高
And this visiting person says Because the landlord he currently owns from Just raised the rent to a very high cost
那所以呢他急着需要找一个地方
Therefore he needs to find another place
那后来我们的弟兄呢他就说嗯，看一看有一个比较大的那个空间的哈，那个厂房呢他就说好那这个地方租给你
And therefore the shop ownerThe Christian agreed to rent out the bigger building of his two.
所以很快那个地方就出租了。
And very rapidly, his facility was rent out.
他说当他拿着那个人给他的这个支票去银行存的时候。
And he said when he took the deposit check to the bank.
他突然领悟过来。
He suddenly came to a realization.
那一天我只在心理上有这样的一个想法。
You know, he said, that day, I only had a thought about renting one of my buildings out.
我只是问主说有没有这样的一个可能。
And I would just casually talk to Jesus about it, whether that was possible.
但是他自己都把这个想法否定了。
And even himself had dismissed that thought.
他说不可能有一个人呢会从天上掉下来说要租我地方的。
He said, there's no way someone just fall out of sky and came to me and says, can I rent your place?
哎呀，我看他讲的时候，他真的是眼泪都在这个眼睛的里面。
And while he was sharing with me, he teared up.
他讲到说，哎呀，神真的是奇妙。
So he testified to me that God is truly wonderful.
也许过去他是一个就是做礼拜的基督徒。
And maybe he used to be just a Sunday Christian.
但是神给他一个机会。
But the Lord has given him a chance.
他遇见了这位又真又活的神。
And that he can meet with this true and living God.
这位昨日今日一直到永远不改变的主。
And this Lord Jesus Christ who does not change yesterday, today, or forever.
何等的奇妙
And what a marvelous glory we have.
早前我们先一起来看我们的主他是昔在今在以后永在的全能者
And this morning we'd like to look at how our Lord is the Almighty One in the past and today and forever.
请我们一起来读启示录第一章第八节
Let's read it together Revelation chapter 1 verse 8
主神说我是阿拉法我是俄梅嘎 是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Alpha 跟 Omega 呢是希腊文字母的第一个和最后一个字。
And Alpha and Omega are the first and the last alphabet, respectively, in Greek.
讲到主，他是开始，他是结束。
It talks about how the Lord is the beginning and the ending.
他是昔在、今在、以后、永在的主。
And who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
所以诗篇九十篇第二节呢，讲到从永远到永远，你是神。
That's why in Psalms 90 verse 2 says,From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
那中文呢？原本的翻译是讲到从亘古到永远。
And in the Chinese translation, it talked about from the very ancient past to the very lasting future.
其实它是讲到两个永远。
Actually, the truth is, it actually covers both eternities.
从一个永远，然后呢，到另外一个永远。
From one eternity to the other eternity.
然后中间有一段神画出来，这个叫做时间。
And in between these two eternities, God has set aside a period that is called time.
今天我们讲时间，好像觉得它是永不止境的。
And when we refer to the term time, we feel it is infinite.
但是事实上，时间是在两个永远中间划分出来的。
But the truth is, time is actually allocated out between two eternities.
到有一个时候，时间没有了。
And it will come to a point all the time stops.
今天我们是在时间的范畴当中。
And we are now living in that scope of time.
但是等到有一天，神要带我们进入另外一个永远。
And a time will come, God will take us into the other eternity.
所以从永远到永远，耶稣基督他是这位昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
And therefore, from this eternity to that eternity, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was and who is and who is to come, the Almighty.
他就是这位全能的神。
He is this Almighty God.
他是神。
He is God.
那今天我们要看见他在时间的里面，他曾经为我们来到地上。
And we need to take a look at how he came into this world in that scope of time for us.
他好像受到了时间和空间的限制。
So he confined himself in the limitation of time and space for us.
我们一起来读启示录第一章第十七节。
And let us read together the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 17.
我是首先的，我是末后的，十八节，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
主是首先的，主也是末后的。
Our Lord is the first and also the last.
他是那存活的。
And he is the living one.
他告诉我们说，他曾死过。
And he said, I was dead.
这是何等稀奇的事情。
And how amazing that is.
是的，从永远到永远，他是神。
Yes, from everlasting to everlasting, he is God.
人没有办法能够来理解，犹太人也没有办法来接受，这位神怎么会死过呢？
And it's beyond our comprehension that how can God died?
主耶稣告诉我们，我曾死过。
But the Lord says, I was dead.
讲到说，他曾经为我们来到地上。
And that he came into this world for us.
他道成了肉身。
He was that word that became flesh.
他受时间空间的限制。
And he was limited by time and space.
他站在人的地位。
He stood at the position as a man.
他甘愿为我们付了最重的代价。
And willingly, he paid the greatest price for our sin.
所以从他来到地上，
So ever since he came into this world,
他有一个非常荣耀的使命。
He carried with him a very glorious mission.
所以使徒约翰看见了主，
So when John the Baptist saw the Lord,
神开他的眼睛,
God opened his eyes.
啊, 他说, 看啊, 神的羔羊,
he said, Behold, the Lamb of God,
背负世人罪孽的,
who come to carry the sin of this world,
或者是除去世人罪孽的,
who has come to take away the sin of the world.
那他这一个呼喊,
and that cry of John,
使得叫人都来看见他是神的羔羊,
turn everybody's attention to Jesus, the Lamb of God.
那天这位神的羔羊是的来到施洗约翰的面前
Yes, that day the Lamb of God came to John the Baptist
是的他受一个洗叫做悔改的洗
To accept a baptism of repentance
这位全然圣洁全然公义的神
Even though he was completely holy and righteous
他站在人的地位上
But he took the position as a man
他放下他圣洁的己
Therefore he set aside and let go of his holy self
看啊神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God
那这位神的羔羊
And this Lamb of God
他曾经为我们在十字架上亲身担当我们的罪
Personally took the burden of our sins
神的审判神的愤怒临到他的身上
And on the cross The wrath and judgment of God was upon him
在十字架他的命为我们倾倒出来
He poured out his life on the cross for us
他死了
He died
他说成了
When he say it is finished
我们知道主他曾死过
So we know he was dead
但是死亡不能拘禁他不能捆锁他
Yet death could not keep him in hell
他复活了
So he resurrected
所以这边告诉我们何等的宝贵
So very precious saying here
他曾死过
That I was dead
他现在又活了
And behold I am alive
并且直活到永永远远
Forever and ever
在启示录我们看见在天上有一个何等稀奇的一个图画
And we see this amazing scene in heaven through the book of Revelation
在宝座当中有羔羊站立
Which is you see the Lamb of God standing at the center of the throne
像是刚刚被杀过的
As if he was just being slain
主耶稣在人看他死了
To man, Jesus died
但是我们知道他复活的时候呢是有许多的人为他做复活的见证
And when he resurrected there were many witnesses to that
他升天
He ascended into heaven
直到他们看不见被云彩接去了
And people gazed upon his glory until a cloud came and took him away
但是在天的那一边
Yeah, on the other side of the heaven
哦，有一个何等的荣耀在宝座的当中是这位被杀的羔羊在那里站立
And was that glorious reality where this lamb was slain for us standing at the center of God's throne
他曾死过
He was dead
他现在又活了
But now he is alive
他在父神宝座的右边
And he is standing at the right hand side of God's throne
他直活到永永远远
And he lives forever and ever
所以我们看见在启示录第七章第十七节讲到说因为宝座座的中的羔羊必牧养他们
And in Revelation chapter 7 verse 17 says The lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd
领他们到生命水的泉源
And he will lead them to the springs of living water
神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes
今天我们的主他在荣耀的里面
So our Lord is now in The glory.
他是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司
He's that faithful and merciful high priest
我们看见他曾经是那一位被杀的羔羊
He was the lamb that was slain
他背负世人的罪孽
And carried the sin of the world
是的他的生命是羔羊是被杀的羔羊的生命
Yes, his life, the nature of his lifeIs the lamb that was slain.
但是今天呢，在宝座中的羔羊，他正在那里牧养。
Yet right now, the lamb is in the center of God's throne, shepherding us.
我们要知道这位主他是不改变的。
And we need to know this Lord does not change.
他今天在荣耀的里面。
He is in His glory now.
他长远活着。
And He lives forever. forever.
他为我们代求。
To live to intercede for us.
我们的主是昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们看见他的所事。
And so knowing what he is.
我们认识到主为我们所完成的工作。
And also what he has done for us.
他带我们要从短暂的能够进入到永远的。
How he has led us out of what's temporary into something that's everlasting.
他叫我们来相信，来接受他。
And he wants us to believe and accept him.
他要让他那个不改变永远的生命。
So that he's everlasting, that never changing life.
今天叫我们和他能够一同有份。
Can be ours.
所以我们下面一起来要来看。
So we want to take a look.
在希伯来书第三章第十三节。
And in book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
他讲到说总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝。
It says,But encourage one another while it is called today.
要趁着还有今日。
As long as it is called today.
在希伯来书第三章，他有好几次讲到今日。
And the word today has been mentioned several times in Hebrews.
像第七节讲说，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话。
In chapter 3 of Hebrews, verse 7 says, So the Holy Spirit says,Today, if you hear his voice.
那个今日何等的重要。
The word today is very important.
所以第三章第七节、第三章十五节、第四章第七节都讲到若在今日我们听他的话。
Therefore, it was mentioned repeatedly in chapter 3 and 4 that today, if you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
往日是我们的鉴戒。
And what has happened in the past will be our example.
今日是我们的机会。
Will be our warning, and what happened today is our opportunity.
昨日已经过去了。
What happened yesterday is already past.
明日呢，尚未可知。
And what's about tomorrow is unknown.
今日在我们的手中。
Yeah, we can hold on to today.
所以他这边特别让我们注意到，要趁着还有今日。
That's why it says.It says, as long as it is called today.
它特别让我们知道说，你们今日若听他的话。
And if you hear his voice.
今日是我们要把握住的。
Today is the thing we need to hold on to.
刚刚我们读到圣经讲说，从永远到永远，他是神。
And we just read that from everlasting to everlasting, he is God.
我们的主他超越所有时空的限制。
And our Lord supersedes all the limitation of time and space.
所以今天他也给我们这样的一个机会。
And he is giving us the same opportunity now.
就是对他来讲说每一个时刻其实重点都是现在。
Because to Jesus, every moment, the substance is today.
然后我们今天是在时间的限制当中。
And we are confined by time.
我们的日子，我们的时间其实都是有限的。
And our days, our times are all limited.
但是在这个有限的日子当中。
Yeah, in this limited time.
主叫我们趁着还有今日。
And the Lord wants us to take advantage of us as long as it's called today.
今日。何等的重要。
Today is very important.
神叫我们在今日，我们转眼来仰望他。
And Lord wants us to turn our eyes to him today.
在今日是我们的机会，我们能够更多得着这位耶稣基督。
Because today is the opportunity through which we can obtain more of Jesus.
我们当中如果还有福音朋友。
So if...My friends, you are among us today.
今日是主给你的机会。
Today is the chance that God has given to you.
你能够打开心，能够接受他成为你的救主。
Today is the chance that you can open up your heart and accept him to be your savior.
当你相信接受他。
When you believe and accept Jesus.
今天能够成为你这一生最重要的一个日子。
And today can become the most important day in your life.
我们都经历过。
And we all have experienced that.
我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
That what a great change our life has experienced.
当我们转向主。
When we turn to the Lord.
哦，我们 看见我是一个罪人。
Then we will see that, oh, we're just sinners.
我们怎么可能来到这位圣洁荣耀的神面前？
And how can we come to this glorious and holy God?
我们充满了污秽。
And we're so filthy.
当我们活在没有指望、没有神的时候。
And when we used to live in a situation where we have no God and no hope.
其实我们里面是充满了恐惧、充满了不安的。
And fear and insecurity filled our heart.
我们里面是很多的痛苦。
And we had a lot of sufferings.
也有很多的捆绑。
And a lot of bondages.
但是那一天主释放了我们。
But that day Jesus set us free.
我们转眼来仰望他。
We turn our eyes toward the Lord.
那一天是一个何等荣耀的日子。
And what a glorious day that was.
我们的罪得着了赦免。
And our sin were forgiven.
我们的捆绑得着了释放。
And we're set free from the bondages.
我们的人生今天有了意义和价值。
And we find significance of life.
耶稣基督这位不改变的主，他住到我们的里面。
And this Lord Jesus who never changes abides in us.
所以我们神的儿女有一天是我们一生值得纪念的。
And therefore for us children of God, there is one day that we will find a memorable forever.
亲爱的朋友，
My friend,
今天是主给你的机会。
Today is the opportunity the Lord has given you.
昨天已经过去了。
Yesterday is gone.
不管你今天是年纪多大，多少的昨天都过去了。
And no matter how old you are, all your past is gone.
明天不在你的手里。
And you have no control over tomorrow.
但神在这里告诉你说，趁着还有今日。
But God is telling you that as long as it is called today,
今天是你的机会。
Today is your chance.
我们在这里邀请你打开你的心，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
And therefore we invite you to open your heart, accept Jesus Christ to be your Savior.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
And dear brothers and sisters,
主今天告诉我们要趁着还有今日。
The Lord is telling you and me that as long as it is called today,
主今天要做何等奇妙的工作在我们的身上。
He can do glorious work on us today,
叫我们在短暂的当中我们得着那永远的。
Therefore in the shortness of life we can obtain something that's everlasting.
今天我们在地上我们所做的，我们所触摸的所有的一切，从这些必朽坏的，神叫我们来得着那个不朽坏的。
Everything we touch and we do today on earth, God is changing them into something immortal and forever.
趁着还有今日。
God is turning into something immortal and lasts forever.
我们下面就来看到第一个，靠主进到神面前。
And first, let's take a look at a point here, point number one,To come to God through Jesus.
我们一起来读希伯来书第七章二十四节和二十五节。
Let's read together Hebrews 7:24.
这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood.Therefore, he's able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them.
我们从希伯来书里面看见，在今天我们要来靠着主进到神的面前。
Therefore, from the book of Hebrews, we know today is the day I will come to God through Jesus.
因为主他正在替我们祷告。
Because our Lord is interceding for us.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他是超越的那一位。
And he's the superior one.
他是更美的大祭司。
He's the more superior high priest.
在旧约有好多好多不同的祭司。
And in the time of Old Testament, there are many high priests.
他们受到时间的阻隔。
They were stopped by the confinement of time.
所以需要一直的更换。
Therefore, they have to find a substitute.
那旧约是一个预表。
And You know, Old Testament is just a type of the future.
好像是一个图画。
It's like a picture.
它是必须等到耶稣基督来了。
But only when Jesus came.
让我们真实的进入神的心意。
That we can really enter into the will of God.
他为我们死，他为我们复活。
Jesus died for us and lived for us.
他今天在天上。
Right now, he's in heaven.
他是长远活着的大祭司。
He is the high priest that lives forever.
他代表我们向神祈求。
On one hand, he represents us to pray to God.
他说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人。
Therefore, those who come to God through him.
我们原本是不可能来到神面前的。
There's no way we can approach God before.
但是主告诉我们说，他就是道路。
But the Lord told us that he is the way.
若不借着他，没有人能够到神的面前。
And no one can go to the Father but through him.
今天这个道路，我们说主耶稣他就是道路。
And so we know the way to God is the Lord Jesus himself.
他为我们经过十架。
He has gone to the cross for us.
开了一条又新又活的道路。
And where he opened for us a new and living way.
今天我们能够从钉十架的基督来经过。
Therefore we can now pass through crucified Christ.
他的身体为我们裂开。
Whose body was broken up for us.
那今天我们知道说，神的儿女，我们可以到主的面前。
So we children of God know clearly that we can come to God through Jesus.
靠主我们进到神的面前。
Through the Lord Jesus, we can come to God now.
我们知道我们的主他是不改变的。
And we know our Lord does not change.
当主在肉身里面，其实他是受到很多的限制。
Yes, when Jesus was in the flesh, he was limited in every way.
但是主何等的欢迎盼望在四围的人都能够来到他那里。
Yet, he welcomed everyone around him.
我们看见圣经告诉我们，是的人把这些所有的不同的病的人都带到主的面前。
According to the Bible, many people brought all kinds of sick people to Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人有一个很大的需要。
Because in them, there was a great need.
Oh, 主耶稣他那么的乐意来医治他们。
And Jesus was so willing to help them.
不只叫他身体得着医治。
Not only they got healed physically.
有很多地方我们看见那个能力从主的身上出去。
And many times we saw the power went out through Jesus.
我们看见主在那里，他那么的乐意的要把他的生命能够分赐出来。
And gladly he shared his life with others.
哦，你平平安安的去吧。
He would say, "Go in peace."
当主告诉他们说不要再犯罪了。
And sin no more.
主真的是渴望有一个不犯罪的生命能够赐给他们。
When Jesus said, "Sin no more," he really wished they can have a life that does not sin.
哦，我们看见主叫瘸子起来行走。
And when he caused the lame to walk.
让瞎子能够看见。
The blind.To see.
那长大麻风的得着了医治。
Lepers get healed.
我们真的看见圣经里面讲到，真的主五饼二鱼叫五千的人都能够吃饱。
And through two fish and five loaves, he fed over 5,000 people.
今天主是要他的生命能够分给这么多的人。
So it is the Lord's heart to share life with many, many people.
不是外面物质的。
Not only just outwardly through material things.
哦，他要给我们那丰满的生命。
But actually the abundant life that was in him.
我们看见他叫风和海，真的是说平静就平静了。
How he could rebuke and calm the wave and wind so easily.
那这一位满有权柄能力的主。
And this almighty Lord who is full of power and authority.
他就是这位全能的神。
He is that almighty God.
哦，我主我神，他竟为我死。
Oh, my Lord, my God should die for me.
他曾死过。
He died.
如今又活了。
Now he is resurrected.
并且直活到永永远远。
And he lives now and lives forever.
今天他也活在我们的里面。
And today he lives inside of us.
他吸引我们来到他的面前。
And he is drawing us close to him.
是，他是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Yes, he is our timely help in time of need.
他是我们最知心的朋友。
He is our dearest friend.
他渴望今天我们有各样的需要难处，我们可以带到 主的面前。
It is His desire that we bring all our needs and troubles to Him.
我们可以向他来祷告。
We can tell Him through prayer.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们也知道主里面最大的一个渴望。
Yet, dear brothers and sisters, we should also know the greatest desire in the Lord.
吸引我们来亲近他。
Is to draw us close to Him.
靠着主，我们能够来到神的面前。
Through the Lord, we can now come to God.
他要吸引我们。
He wants to draw us near.
叫我们与他更亲，与他更近。
So that we have a more intimate relationship with.
弟兄姐妹，不是在我们有需要的时候，我们才来向他祷告。
Dear brother and sister, we don't just pray because we have a need.
今天我们靠着主能够来到神的面前。
Because we can now come to God through the Lord.
经过裂开的幔子。
And through that broken veil.
我们是在幔内来过生活。
We can actually live inside a veil now.
那第二个讲到要仰望，而且要思想耶稣。
And secondly,means talk about to fix our eyes and consider Jesus.
我们一起来读希伯来书十二章第二节和第三节。
And let us read chapter 12 and verse 2 and 3 of Hebrews.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endures such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
希伯来书十二章让我们看见有一条道路，今天我们都在其上奔跑。
And now through chapter 12, we can see there is a way upon which you and I are running.
那今天我们都是这条属天道路的同伴。
And we're all companions on this heavenly way.
他刚讲到说要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Says let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
啊、这个仰望它有一个意思就是望断。
And the phrase fixing your eyes on Jesus actually has a very specific meaning, talking about look off.
Look off, 或者讲到望断就是我们从主以外一切的人事物我们转离。
Means to turn away from everything, every man, not Jesus.
今天如果我们的眼目充满了这么多不同的事情不同的人
Because if our focus are on all kinds of people and all kinds of things
我们没有办法来仰望耶稣
We cannot fix our eyes on him
所以要望断一切
So therefore we need to look off all the other things
我们才能够给予耶稣
So that we can look onto Jesus
仰望那为我们信心是创始而且成终的耶稣
Look onto Jesus who is the author and perfecter of our faith
弟兄姐妹今天我们都在这条路上奔跑
Dear brothers and sisters you and I are running on this way now
我们要跑得好
We need to run well
我们必须注视在主的身上
And we need to fix our eyes on Jesus in order to run well
多少时候我们也知道常常走迂回的道路
And we like to take detours all the time
有时候一下子出去了
And sometimes suddenly we slid out
若不是主的怜悯
And if it was not the mercy of God
有时候好长好长的时间我们迷失了
Sometimes we wander off and lost for a long long time
刚刚我们讲到那位车厂的那位弟兄
And just like the Christian brother I shared with you who owns the garage.
这他从小他也得救了。
He was saved ever since he was a boy.
但是你看这么长的年日。
But look at him. It took so long.
他可能主要的他是在自己生活自己做决定好像跟神之间并没有那么直接的关系。
For him to come back to God, he had actually a lordship over himself for quite a long time.
你说他是不是神的儿女呢
？If you say if he is a child of God，
是他相信了。
Yes, he surely is because he believed.
他心里相信，他口里承认。
He believed in his heart and he confessed with his mouth.
那他也参加一些聚会。
And occasionally he went to church.
但是我们说他和主的关系却是那么的远。
Yet the relationship between God and him was so far apart.
他没有办法在生活中来经历这位又真又活的神。
Which prohibited him from experiencing this true and living God in his daily living.
但是我们说感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
主的恩典临到他的身上。
Because his grace came upon our brother.
他有了一个这么又真又活的一个经历啊。
So he had this true and living experience about God.
我可以感受到他那个热切好想要来分享啊。
While talking to him, I could feel his passion to share about Jesus.
那他要成为主的见证人。
So he wants to become a witness for the Lord.
那今天他知道说在生活中在他很多忙碌的情形当中他可以从这些当中脱离出来来仰望耶稣。
And he has learned now to set aside all the things in his busy life and fix his eyes on Jesus.
弟兄姐妹这些祝福啊远远超过一些属地主给我们的帮助。
You know, doing that is a far more greater blessing than all the blessing we receive on earthly things.
是他可以感恩的。
Yes, he can give thanks.
是的，主让他好像就有一个人真的是从天上掉下来。
And because he surely had experienced the fact that God just sent someone like a person drop from the sky.
他说他现在这个可以做很少，其实那个出租的租金啊等等的哈，已经让他很多的压力都出去了。
And to rent from him, and the rental income is more than enough.To take care of his life and reduce greatly his financial burden.
那过去一年多，我们知道都在疫情的里面。
Especially in the past year because of the pandemic.
啊，神也这样子供应他所有的需要。
And God provided for his need through the rental income.
所以在外面来讲是感谢主，我们也为他高兴。
Yes, we rejoice for him.
但是更重要的，他遇见了这位神。
But more important, we rejoice because he met with this true God.
我们也求主真的吸引，叫我们也来转眼仰望耶稣。
And we pray the Lord will draw us closer to him and fix our eyes onto him.
他讲到说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
And he says, consider him who endures such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
这是一条不容易的道路。
And this is not an easy way.
是我们一生要来跟随主的道路。
Because for the rest of our lives, we will follow the Lord.
我们需要转眼仰望耶稣
So we need to fix our eyes on him
我们才能够在这条路上我们不会四处的漂流
So that we will not be drifting around on this way
然后另外一个我们要思想耶稣
And the other thing we need to do is to consider Jesus
是有很多时候我们会疲倦会灰心
Yes, many times we grow weary, we lose heart
有时候你会失望
And sometimes we're disappointed.
今天有许多的情形不是照着我们所想要的。
And a lot of times things should not happen because of what we want.
另外我们也会遭遇许多的环境的艰难或者有许多的征战。
And also when following Jesus, we encounter hardship or struggles or battleship.
弟兄姐妹，靠着我们自己，我们没有办法走下去。
If we rely on our own strength,It's hard for us to continue on this path.
我们需要来到主的面前。
That's why we all need to come to the Lord.
一面我们仰望耶稣。
On one hand, we fix our eyes on Jesus.
另外一面，他讲到说要思想耶稣。
The other thing we need to do is to consider him.
今天主是我们的一切。
Our Lord is everything to us.
他充满我们的全心，充满我们的全人。
He can fill our entire heart, our entire being.
今天不是我们自己能够为主做什么。
It is not us that we can do something for the Lord.
今天他是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Instead, he is the merciful and faithful high priest for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道主正在为我们祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know that our Lord is interceding for us right now.
今天主他是长子。
He is the elder son.
他要率领众子进入荣耀。
Who is leading the rest of sons into glory.
也就是说主在我们每一个人身上他有一个荣耀的心意。
which is clear to us that God on us has a very glorious purpose.
他正在引领我们。
And he is leading us on that way.
他正在陪着我们，在我们的里面加我们力量。
And he is accompanying us right now, strengthening us.
他已经是这条属天道路的先锋。
Because he himself is the pioneer of this heavenly way.
他经过了这条路，他进入了荣耀。
Through this way, he has entered into glory.
他今天要率领众子一同进入荣耀。
And he's leading the rest of the sons into this glory.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们都在这条路上奔跑。
Therefore, brother and sister, you and I are running on this way.
我们不是孤单的。
We're not running alone.
主把同伴赐给我们。
And the Lord has given us company.
我们不是孤单的。
So we are not lonely.
因为主与我们同在。
Because our Lord is with us.
他与我们。同行
He walks with us.
他正在我们的里面来吸引我们，来引领我们。
And he is attracting us closer to him right now.
我们转向主。
All we need to do is turn our eyes toward him.
仰望耶稣。
And fix our eyes on Jesus.
望断一切以及于耶稣。
Look off everything and unto Jesus.
我们思想耶稣。
And consider him.
我们何等的感谢主
We thank the Lord for that.
最后我们一起来读希伯来书13章20节和21节
Lastly, let us read the passage in Hebrews 13 verses 20 to 21
但愿赐平安的神就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神在各样善事上成全你们叫你们遵行他的旨意又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远
May the God of peace who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus that great shepherd of the sheep equip you with everything good for doing his will and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ to whom be glory forever and ever Amen
那在这个祷告所祈求的只要求神凭着永约之血
And what this prayer is about is to ask God that through the blood of the eternal covenant
叫从死里复活的耶稣基督
Bring back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ
那今天能够住在我们的里面
That enable him to live in us
那叫我们呢能够遵行神的旨意
So that we can do his will
能够行神喜悦的事情
And to do whatever is pleasing to God
我们知道神与人所立的这个约
And we know the covenant between God and man
那今天这个约是永远的约
It's an eternal covenant
是用血所立的新约
It was made through the blood It's a new covenant
那在这个新约的里面
And in this new covenant
今天主把他的生命赐给我们
God has given to us the life of the Lord
那整个所有旧约的律法
And all the requirements under the law.
今天在主的生命里面已经超越了律法的要求。
And we have received a life of Lord Jesus Christ, which supersedes the requirements of the law.
今天律法写在我们的心板上。
And because the law is now written on our heart.
他告诉我们，今天使得我们都要这样子来祈求。
And It is telling us to pray according to this prayer.
主不只是我们的好牧人。
Not only the Lord is our great good shepherd.
他为我们舍命。
That he laid down his life for us.
今天主是我们的大牧人。
He's also the great shepherd.
在每一天的生活里面，他在牧养我们。
So he can shepherd us in our daily living.
他把他的生命赐给我们。
He has given to us his life.
今天这样子一个祷告是的感谢主神听这样的祷告
Yes, God would love to hear a prayer like this
因为在他的约的当中
Because in the covenant
他要他的旨意能够成就
His will can be done
他今天要得着我们
And he wants to obtain us
叫我们能够认识他的旨意
So that we can come to know his will
叫我们能够遵行他的旨意
And to do his will
让我们能够讨神的喜悦
To please God
弟兄姐妹神的话是何等的宝贵
Dear brothers and sisters How precious are the words of God
那今天我们认识或者我们得着了神的话
So today if we know or obtain the word of God
我们要知道圣经告诉我们有了我的命遵守的
And Bible clearly tells us those who have the command from God and follow
今天我们不只是说得着神的话
Which means we don't just receive the word
今天神要我们不只得着他的命令我们要遵守他的命令
Not just receive a commandment from him But also do his command
神与我们同在
God is with us
今天神很多的祝福在于我们能不能够遵守他的命令
And a lot of times whether we can receive the blessing from God Depends upon if we can do his will Follow his commandment
我们看见希伯来书讲到这些在旧约的里面他们没有办法守这个约
And we saw in the Old Testament time Many people could not keep the law
没有办法恒心的守这个约
Cannot constantly keeping the requirement of the law
但是今天因为主把他的生命赐给我们
But now it's different because the Lord has given us his life
我们知道主他如何在肉身中把荣耀的神彰显出来
In how Jesus was able to manifest God when he was in his flesh
他在道成肉身在肉身的里面他行全了神的旨意
When he came as the word that became fleshHe completely did God's will.
今天这位主就住在我们的里面。
And that very Lord now lives in us.
昨日今日直到永远，耶稣基督他是一样的。
And this Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
今天不是靠着我们自己，我们乃是说，今天我们来靠着主来活。
Therefore, it's no longer through ourselves, but through Jesus we can live.
不是我在活是基督在我里面活
It is no longer I that lives But Christ Jesus in me
叫我们能够遵行神的旨意
So that you and I can do the Lord's will now
他特别讲到他在我们的心里
That especially talk about how he is inside of our hearts
我们是借着在我们里面的主
So through the abiding Lord
我们能够行他喜悦的事
We can do what is pleasing to God
哦，希伯来书何等的宝贵
How precious the book of Hebrews is
他说愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远
And to、Amen、him be the glory forever and ever Amen
盼望这个祷告也是我们每一位神儿女的祷告
And we hope this is also the prayer of each and every one of us
我们的主他是昨日今日一直到永远不改变的主
And our Lord does not change yesterday, today, and forever.
他昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能神
And he was, and he is, and he is to come.
他曾经死过、如今又活了
He was dead, but he's now alive.
并且直活到永永远远
And he lives forever and ever.
这位主今天是的他是在天上他是长远活着
Yes, this Lord now lives forever in heaven
今天他也活在我们的里面
In the same way he lives inside of us
我们何等的感谢主
We are so thankful
我们有这样的一位救主
For having a savior like that
我们有这样的一位永活的主
For having an everlasting Lord
昨日今日直到永远
Yesterday, today, and forever
耶稣不改变
Jesus is the same
巴不得今天在我们当中的朋友你能够遇见这位为你死为你复活的主
It is our sincere wish, my friend that you can come to know this Lord who lived for you, died for you and now lives forever for you
巴不得弟兄姐妹们我们已经得救了我们愿意更多的来经历来认识这位不改变的主
And also our wish is our brothers and sisters since we are saved we can come to experience this everlasting Lord
他今天就活在我们的里面
who lives inside of us today
叫我们能够遵行神的旨意
so that we can abide in his commitment
叫我们能够讨他的喜悦
so that we can please him
愿主吸引我们与他更亲与他更近
May the Lord draw us closer to him each day
愿主吸引我们真的是在这条路上我们跟随主我们一路的奔跑
And may the Lord draw us near so that we can run on this race together
愿主得着我们每一位
May the Lord obtain each and every one of us
成为最后一段路程成为主的同伴
To be the companions of the Lord in this final stage
我们再来唱这首诗歌昨日今日直到永远
And let us sing this hymn one more time Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever, Jesus is the same.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们知道在下个礼拜开始，感谢主，我们就要恢复实体的聚会，我们一同在教会中和弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜神。
We are very thankful that we will start our resume our physical gathering starting next Sunday in the church.
愿我们都预备好我们的心。
And may we prepare our hearts ready for that.
不只是在那一天聚会的时候。
Not only on the day of our gathering.
趁着还有今日。
But when it is still called.Today,
就在今天
today,
就在这个时刻
this moment,
我们向主说主我渴望来遇见你
Let us tell the Lord that, Oh Lord, I desire to meet with you.
你是那位不改变的主
For you do not change.
昨日今日直到永远
Yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督是一样的
Jesus Christ is the same.